Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Your biggest takeaway from what happened in the NFL this weekend, Tolos, was what? There's plenty to choose from, whether it's Thursday night as the 49ers take down the Rams, who were an 8.5-point underdog on Thursday night football, or is it Spencer Rattler getting his first career win over the weekend? How about that? The Denver Broncos knocking off Philadelphia, handing them their first loss of the weekend. The Carolina Panthers getting a win, or could it be the Baltimore Ravens at 1-4? Are you kidding me? The Arizona Cardinals absolutely crapped the bed. That could be the biggest takeaway from the weekend. The Chargers did not look good either. Or you could choose last night, the New England Patriots taking down the undefeated Buffalo Bills in their house. What a wild NFL weekend it was, and we have to start with what's here locally. How about those Carolina Panthers winning a game, Diesel, but however, just absolutely killing their draft stock right now? What the heck are they doing?
Yeah, even in a win, Bryce Young looked terrible. I don't know how to feel about this team.
Yeah,
I don't know how to feel about this franchise. I know full well how I feel about this quarterback. In that he sucks.
He didn't look great.
No. 19 of 30 for 198, two touchdowns, an interception, a fumble lost, three sacks for minus 19 yards, QBR of 38.
And they beat a bad Dolphins team.
But they were down 17-0 to a bad Dolphins team. Sure. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't let yourself get down 17 points. You shouldn't have to score 17 in the second half, 14 in the fourth quarter to come back and beat the Dolphins. This Carolina Panthers team, you can see there's talent out there. But they're just not good at putting it together.
They're not. And I think ultimately there are a lot of different factors that go into that. And here's where I think I've settled in on, Diesel, and this might not be the popular answer, but I think in football, at all levels, high school, college, and pro, there's so much to be said about what stability and an elite quarterback can do for your football team, either lifting the team or allowing the team to fall to certain, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like we've seen from the Carolina Panthers. And ultimately, I know it's not a really popular answer in these parts, but I just don't know ultimately that Bryce Young's the guy who can consistently elevate this team to consistency. And that C word, consistency, that's what they don't have right now.
No, and you know, you talk about tanking draft stock. I don't know if you mean that in the sense of going out and drafting a game-changing quarterback this year, or whatever position group you may be thinking of. You know, I'm thinking about who might be coming out this year. Talking about Lenora Sellers, John Mateer, Carson Beck.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be brokenhearted if you don't get one of those three guys.
No, you're not going to be. So I don't think there's enough out there right now.
Maybe it doesn't hurt them that much to win a couple of games and be there in that 5 to 15 range, because you could still go get a really good running back or a really good offensive lineman or whatever it may be.
You could.
Pick your poison and still be in that good spot and wait until next year. One more year of Bryce Young after this, and then go draft a quarterback.
And the thing about it is, when I go back to the word consistency, you look at the Panthers, there's just not the consistency there. Like, Bryce Young is up, he's down. Your running back room is up and down. Your defense is up and down. Rico Dowdle, what a day that guy had yesterday. 206 rushing yards. So the former Dallas Cowboy, the former Carolina's native Diesel showed out. But you don't get that from Rico Dowdle. Now, post-game, Rico Dowdle's in there talking trash about the Cowboys coming to town next week. But my whole thing is, like, if I'm a Panthers fan, I want to say, Rico, you showed up one game this year. Like, show up more than one game, and then we'll talk trash. By the way, Eric Collins, the Hornets announcer, he sounded great yesterday. Maybe that's the biggest takeaway from the Panthers. I mean, did you hear this? I mean, if you didn't, he was sensational.
Hand off on second down. Look at this! Dowdle still on his feet! What an afternoon for Rico Dowdle!
So, I mean, they've got good announcers. They've got exciting,
when is charismatic announcers. And his voice will stop breaking.
They've got very, very charismatic announcers, Diesel. I think ultimately, Carolina Panther fans, I don't want to be the guy that says you shouldn't celebrate a win. You should 100% celebrate a win. You should. Every win in the NFL, you should celebrate. But ultimately, what does it change big picture? Does that win, going back to the conversation we just had about Clemson, does that win yesterday make you feel better about this season? I guess you could look at it from the standpoint of, okay, we know how to respond. Even when we're down, this team can still come back. You sit down 17 points.
Yeah.
Panthers had no business winning that game yesterday. None.
Right.
Right.
But to me, it was Bryce still making terrible decisions. That is that throw, like the first interception, right into double coverage. He's just not seeing the field at all.
I just don't know that the guy's that good.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. You know, so many people want to tell you after he has a couple of good games that he's this great quarterback. I just don't know that Bryce Young's that good in the NFL.
I think those people just so badly want to be right about Bryce. These are the people that no matter how bad he's played, oh, he's really good. Just give him time. He'll figure it out.
You know, I don't know that he is.
He's going to be better. Maybe, but maybe it's just Bryce at Alabama. I know that it was the SEC, right? And the SEC is as close as you're going to get to the NFL and college football. But maybe it's you just look at some of the opponents that Alabama played, and his talent, his elusivity, his speed, his intelligence was good enough to show out at that level. But you get up here,
it's different.
You get up to the NFL, and it's a different story.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Story texter says Bryce Young will go somewhere else, just like the rest of them, and become a viable starter in about 3 to 4 years.
Maybe he does. I'm not saying he can't. I just don't know. Like, I don't know that he does, man. I really don't know. Now, that was one wild story. Last night, another wild story. Drake May, North Carolina Tar Heel, leads the New England Patriots to a 23-20 win over the Buffalo Bills. So, Diesel, you remember preseason, I predicted the Eagles and the Bills to play in the Super Bowl, and I predict the Bills to win the game. Both teams were undefeated going into yesterday, but both teams, all of a sudden, just goes to show how quick the NFL can change in this week-to-week league. The Eagles didn't look great yesterday. The Buffalo Bills didn't look great last night. And I think the biggest takeaway I learn every single year about the NFL, Diesel, is that it truly is a week-to-week league. Anything can happen. The Denver Broncos looked like a good team all of a sudden. They're 21-17. They were on the verge of having a losing season. Now they're 20. The New York Jets, the first time Aaron Glenn, the New York Jets-led coach, has ever started 0-5. The Jets are absolute dumpster fire right now. The Giants, they get Jackson Dart back. 1 week, they look fantastic. The next week, they can't beat the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints get their first. My point being, there's just so much. Like, the NFL is truly a new year every week. Like tonight, for example, you have the Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Most people are going to pick Kansas City tonight. Most of the money is going to be on Kansas City. Just because of the craziness of the NFL, I'm going to pick Jacksonville tonight.
Who would have thought that we'd be saying that the Colts are the most consistent team in the NFL
right
now?
Daniel Jones is the most consistent team, right? Like, everybody saw that coming.
What? This doesn't make any
sense. No, and that's my whole point. It is just, like, there's so much wildness. There's a little bit more parity. The 49ers, like I said when you were out Friday, Mac Jones comes in for Brock Purdy, and Mac Jones looks better than Brock Purdy. They 26-23 win over the Rams. To your point, the Colts blew out Las Vegas. I just don't know.
I know that this isn't a thing and you couldn't actually implement it, but would it be more fun? Would college football be more fun if you implemented some form of like a talent cap on rosters? Like, if you let's just pretend you use like the star rating system, as flawed as that is, you can get a total number of, I can't even do the math on this, 250 points. So all the 5 stars and the 4 stars and the 3 stars can't add up to more than 250 points or 200 points or whatever it may be. And so if your team is at 198 points and your cap is 200, guess what? You can't sign that 5-star. He's got to go somewhere else. Would that make college football more fun?
It might.
It would add parity.
It'd be
parity
interesting.
Is fun. That equals more fun.
And by the way, I just want to point out right now that through, and I know there are a lot of good players in the NFL right now, through the first few weeks, Dak Prescott looks like the MVP of the NFL. I mean, this guy's just playing.
Don't worry, it won't last.
Well, it might not, but this guy is playing at an elite level right now. And Stafford's good. He's had 1,500 yards or something like that this season. But what Dak Prescott's done, you go look at the season he's had, the consistency, the high-level throws he's making. I'm going to celebrate it for as long as I possibly can right now because he's taken care of the football. 10 touchdowns already this year. Quarterback rating through the roof. A completion rating. You know, I mean, there aren't many quarterbacks that have a completion rating above 70% right now. Dak Prescott's having a sensational season. Mm-hmm. And I know it was against the New York Jets yesterday, but I don't care. I'm gonna celebrate any win I can get.
What's the name of that roller coaster that you're on again?
There's a lot of names
the
for
Cowboy
it.
Cowboy coaster?
Jerry's. Taking us, I don't know. There's a lot of names you could put on the roller coaster. Jerry's.
I put you on the spot. Sorry.
No, I could ask ChatGPT and come up with some pretty good names for this Dallas Cowboy roller coaster. I mean,
Jerry Jones Jitterbug.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good names for it, but ultimately, this is why we do it. Us Cowboy fans, we get so high and so low, and right now we've won a game and we're coming off of a tie the week before that, so it's been a couple of weeks since we lost, so we're going to celebrate it. But man, I love the NFL season right now. I think there's a lot of teams out there that have a really good shot. Ultimately, I still think Buffalo is one of the better teams, and I know they lost last night, but seeing Mike Vrabel in his first year lead New England to this early success, and Drake May look good, and Minnesota looked decent. They pulled out a great win yesterday in London, and you mentioned the Colts. Like, what in the world is happening there? And Baltimore to be 1-4? Who would have thought Baltimore would be 1-4 on the season? So it's a lot of craziness, a wild start to the NFL season. It seems like, Diesel, though, bottom line, college and NFL, the game's changing. It's not just NIL. It's not just portal. Go watch football consistently across the board right now. Football's changing, and it's just you just don't have a lot of the consistencies And Clay Hendricks talked about it on Thursday that you used to have. It's a fun time if you're a football fan.
Speaking of success, Cole, and if you want to be able to watch football consistently, because we know how hard it is to find games these days, you got to go get yourself Paramount Plus. Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Eric Hines, by the way, taking shots on the text line. He says Diesel is called the Choke Express. Fly, Eagles, fly. Hey, Eric, how'd them Eagles do yesterday, buddy? How'd those Eagles do?
Texter says Baker Mayfield has my early
MVP
good
point.
Vote.
That's a really good point, Texter. Yeah. Baker Mayfield's looked great. By the way, Eric Hines, one more time, always a great day when the Cowboys lose. Or the Cowboys win. ruined that
Freudian
one.
Freudian slip. I think you said what you really meant.
The Cowboys win and the Philadelphia Eagles lose. We'll take it. So sorry about that, Eric Hines, but I'm going to celebrate it today, buddy.
Our Daily Wire is coming up next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.